Today on Real Life Radio.
Paul sent a shockwave in the first century to the world, and they couldn't believe it. A man is to serve his wife in sex and sexuality? That's insane. No man stoops to that. Christianity brought an equality that the world had never known before. You need to remember that. We need to get back to that.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called "Why is Sex and Sexuality Such a Big Deal These Days?" continues his series called the Why Series. From the skeptic who doubts what the Bible has to say is true, to the Christian who wants to confirm what they believe, the Why Series will both challenge and equip us on how to respond to universal questions we all face in life. But questions regarding sex and sexuality are not often addressed by the church. We often avoid what makes us uncomfortable without realizing how really important our sex and sexuality are to God. Throughout history, the world's opinion regarding sex and sexuality is tragically mistaken, that sex is dirty or that it's only for populating the earth. We forget that the God of the Bible invented sex and sexuality, and it's the devil of the Bible who perverted it. So on this part of the message today, Pastor Jack goes on to say that there is nothing on earth more expressive and revealing than sexual expression. Sex and sexuality may be America's new religion, but to God, it really is a spiritual act, a loving and tender act of adoration and service for the husband and wife in the bonds of marriage. And now in his message called "Why is Sex and Sexuality Such a Big Deal These Days?" here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
I hope by the end of this series of talks on this topic that some people will be set free. I hope some people will be encouraged. I hope some people actually wind up making decisions. You know, we need to knock this off. We need to get our lives right and get married. You know what? Seriously. And by the way, you should know that up front. Disclosure up front. If you come to us and you say, "Look, we love Jesus, but this is a weakness in our, we have a problem. We're gonna put you through premarital counseling. I'm gonna tell you right up front. And then we are going to lovingly walk you through incredible instruction on premarital counseling. We don't marry people without premarital counseling. Why should we get involved in your disaster if you don't want to invest in a premarital counseling? We're not going to have time to help you crash your life. So here's the thing. One of those requirements is for 6 months, because that's how long we do premarital for 6 months, you need to control yourself physically. If you guys are not virgins, now you start today. And on the day that we have you say, "I do," then go for it. But here's the deal. Here's the reason why. Both of you need to learn self-control, because after you get married and she's called away to Chicago for a 2-week business conference, how do you know? If he's called away to Vegas on a trade show exhibit, how do you know he's going to be pure to you and clean to you? Or, you know what I'm saying? If somebody cannot control themselves sexually, you can't trust that person. And with that, let's have some questions. Yes, hands straight up. No delay tonight. Hands go up immediately. Awesome. Yep. His question is, why do Christians go through divorce? That's in a few weeks. We're going to cover that one. Next question. No, really. Well, yes. Her question is, it's not only Mark 12, it's many scriptures in the Bible tells us that there's no marriage in the resurrection. There's no marriage in eternity. Remember, God is married to Israel, God the Father, and God the Son in eternity is married to the church. This divine instituted, I believe, precursor to all family was God's eternal plan. There's no marriage in heaven. Well, I'm not going to be married to my husband in heaven. Nope. Are you a Mormon tonight? Sorry to disappoint you. Ain't going to happen. That was invented by the Mormon church. The Bible knows nothing of it. You will not be married to your husband or wife in heaven. Jesus made that crystal clear. That's that question. You've asked a huge question that needs counseling to answer that, because it's an elongated, many verses of the Bible answer. Her question was this, but we won't answer it tonight because it's big. If you marry somebody who was divorced, are you committing adultery? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 1 Corinthians chapter 7 on that. But that's going to create biblical guidance sessions, which is great. That's what we do. You guys, come on, get to the big sexual questions. Tonight's your night. Tammy. Oh, well, then if it's not the right question, I'll make one up. No, I'm kidding. Wow. She's asked a tremendous question. She's got two little boys, and they're absolute sweethearts, these two little ones. They're running around this courtyard in church all the time, and I love it. How does she protect? How do they protect their innocence? At what point? When does mom and dad let them in on what they need to? In other words, how do we read them to know? Number one, pray that God gives you the insight and the wisdom, because each of them are going to be different. And the timing of letting them know about sex and sexuality, I highly recommend this, please. It really needs to come at the right time. No one's going to know that better than you and dad. You guys need to be united on it when you talk about it. And they need to hear it from you instead of YouTube or the kid down the street. This is the biggest problem. Your kids are learning about sex prematurely from the kid down the street. And now the public school fiasco is even going to make it worse, which, by the way, here's a commercial, but it's important to you because I don't think I mentioned it to you guys yet. Go to the iTunes store and subscribe or Google this Real Life Talk podcast. In fact, I was just talking to Matt coming down. He came down the mountain tonight, if I understood that right, from Big Bear. He said they just listened to that podcast about this, the sexual agenda in the public school system. You need to listen to it. I think it's only been up a short period of time. There's like 20,000 views. You need to listen to it. But Tammy, that's a big deal, you guys. And the main thing is this: protect your child's innocence at all costs. This means you're going to need to make some life changes in your home. Your child should not have access to your device, because you could have typed in the recipe for eggs Benedict or pizza something or other, and who knows what, but on the menu bar on the one side, things could pop up and Junior could click on. If your kid has a device, it should be incredibly basic, if at all. But anyway, that's another story. Bottom line, protect your kid's innocence at all costs. Question? Yeah. The man who says, I'm not cheating on my wife when I'm looking at porn. The Bible, listen, the word porn in English is actually from the Greek word porneia. Porneia is sexual immorality. Everything in the Bible that is sexually aberrant falls under the word porneia. So fornication falls under porneia. Adultery falls under porneia. Sexual aberrance falls under porneia. Bisexuality, homosexuality, bestiality, all of it falls under porneia. So you may say tonight, like what she's referring to, where somebody says, I'm not cheating on my wife, I'm just looking at this. Your heart, your mind, you have an incredible altar set up in your bedroom. Huge altar that you can't even see. It's a massive pagan altar dedicated to gods, various gods. We're spiritual creatures. That's what's going on. Next question. Boy, it got quiet in here. Oh, yeah, sorry. Keep that hand up in a second, but there was a... Yep. Yeah, I got it. Single mom, raising a young boy, 10-year-old boy. Oy. Yeah, so listen. Mom's wired a different way than him. Moms, listen up. You need to pray about finding a godly man to speak into your son's life. Covertly, I've been working for 2.5 years, I've been working with about 50 men privately to train them up to be men of integrity and men of biblical masculinity, and they're going to be exactly the kind of men that you need to have speak into your son's life. They're not ready yet, but they're real close, okay? But you need a man to talk to him. Moms can do the best they can, but moms will not understand. And he's getting, you know, when he gets 11, 12, 13, he's going to need a man to talk to. I hate what Satan has done and we've allowed him to do to the family. He has devastated marriages, and so many little girls and boys are growing up without moms and dads. And the damage is yet to be seen in our nation. Yes, your hand, sorry, your hand was up. You're asking the definition of fornication, what falls under that? It's very simple. Again, 1 Corinthians talks about this, among other scriptures. Fornication, listen now, fornication is between, we're talking fornication. Remember, fornication is under the umbrella of porneia, which is sexual immorality. So now you're dialing down. So when you dial down to fornication, you're talking about two people who are having some form of sexual experience. I have to say some form because you won't believe the things we hear. So I have to say some form of what the Bible calls lewdness. And that fornication is happening when both of them are single or one of them. And yet, when one's single and one's married, you have got what the Bible stacks up as adultery and fornication all in one pitch. It gets worse. What? Say, why? Why? Because God values marriage that much. And he's not going to change, by the way. He's not swayed by the 21st century. You know that?
Amen.
He's, yeah, but there's been the sexual revolution. Yeah, and humans lost. And by the way, it's not thou shalt not, that shall not. Oh, your God, just the God of knows. No, he's not. He says, don't do this so you don't get killed. Don't do this so you don't die. Don't do this so you're not depressed. Don't do this so you're not, are you with me?
Yes.
Really, everything he says is a yes to life and to joy. And you need to come back. I don't know if you will or not, but when you come back to the night on Wednesday nights that we'll have the discussion of the benefits of sex and sexuality for the married couple. Well, maybe you won't want to come back, but somebody might want to come for that because I like to view it as giving Satan a huge smack in the face. And I want you guys to go to the place. I would be delighted if we came, if all of us were come to this to the place as a married couple to where that you've been together and you've loved on each other and you literally embrace one another and pray and thank God for what he just gave you. That is awesome. And that is wonderful. And that, I tell you, man, I personally believe that the emotional, spiritual regeneration of a couple with Bible reading and prayer and being one, when a couple's together physically, ladies, listen up. It builds a wall around your man's heart and his eyes because a man is wired different. But when God takes your obedience and sees your effort, the Lord blesses that. I'm going to end with this. I have to end with this. Paul the Apostle said, and listen carefully, he spoke first century, Greco-Roman Empire. You got to remember what was going on back then. Women had no rights. Women in here tonight, you need to remember something. Whatever your view of Christianity is, if you even hate it, you need to know something. Whatever rights you have came from Christianity. Did you know that? In the Greco-Roman Empire, a man, a husband, had all rights to his wife. He owned his wife, And she did not have authority over her body. She was a glorified slave in the Greco-Roman world. There are exceptions. Spartan women, for example, that was an exception. The Spartan women were worshipped as goddesses because they produced Spartan warriors. That was their reason for being deified, or a demigod type of view almost, was she can produce a Spartan male. That Spartan male will grow up to defend the kingdom. She is to be worshipped. Outside of that, so Paul the Apostle says, listen, this is a shocker. And the people, think about first century when they read this. They had to just say, are you kidding me? The women, no wonder why in the early centuries of the church, there were far more women in the church than there were men. Because the women were set free. The primary church where men were in the church, it was predominantly slaves. Interrupted with non-slaves in the church. Why? Because more freedom was offered to them. Here's the punch. Paul the Apostle says that a wife does not have authority over her own body, and everybody in the Roman world would have went, duh. See, we don't understand that when we read it. They all knew that. Next verse, Paul says, and the man does not have authority over his body. And that was the mic drop. Boom! Paul sent a shockwave in the first century to the world, and they couldn't believe it. A man is to serve his wife in sex and sexuality? That's insane! No man stoops to that. Christianity brought an equality that the world had never known before. You need to remember that. We need to get back to that. And so the next weeks ahead. Father, we pray that tonight would have honored you. We pray that tonight was right before your eyes. That, Lord, if there is anything in this needed but avoided, no doubt, sensitive topic, that if there's anything that was not right from your Holy Spirit, that you would cause it to no longer ever again be remembered. You just wash us imperfect, fallible humans in what I spoke or what we heard. That which is from you, Father, intensify, bring to recollection, bring to memory, bring to mind. And Father, tonight there may be in a group this size, there may be somebody here that's tonight and they're sleeping with their boyfriend or girlfriend, and somebody might be messing around and they ought not to be with somebody. Whatever the situation is, you've already spoken to them tonight. And Lord, may they know this evening right now that sting and that uncomfortableness was not from Jack. It's not from anybody around them. That's your love saying to them, I have a better way for you to live. I have a better plan for you. And you may be here tonight and that you're just thinking right now, why did I come? I hated everything tonight. Now she's going to break up with me. What am I going to do with myself? Look, please know this. You belong to the Lord. You are his property. He bought you at a price with his blood. Jesus knows what's best for you. And I know that you've been feeding your flesh and you're hooked like a drug. And that's really, you know, it stimulates the brain and the areas the exact same way as other hallucinogenics. And you're in a battle tonight. You're struggling over this. Listen, there's not a person in this room that doesn't understand your battle right now. I just want you to know it can be won. You can have joy. You can no longer be enslaved to unsanctioned sexual behavior. Know that God made you. He put that desire in you. And it is beautiful in his eyes when it's right. Maybe for some of you tonight, you have the power to make it right. Pray. Get counseling. and let the Lord help you. My friend, no one in this room condemns you. It is our business in the name of Jesus as believers to point you to a more excellent way. There's joy, there's liberation, there's freedom, and I personally, best of all, power. When you follow him in this area, the Lord showed me, wow, 40 years ago, in the struggle of my pre-Christian life, I could not forgive myself. I could not get over it. I could not get it out of my mind. And when I became a Christian, the Lord said, Jack, I'm going to love you, and I do love you no matter what. And listen, I'm saying this because he's saying it to you. He's saying, I'm going to love you as a child of God, as a Christian. I'm going to love you, and I'll never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you do, you're mine, and I'll take you to eternity. But if you follow me in this area, I will give you power. I will give you freedom. I will give you liberty, and you will be so blessed and impressed that you'll thank me for it. And the Lord showed me a picture of Samson. And God simply said to my heart, Jack, I'll love you no matter what, like Samson. Just don't let your hair get cut. Don't let a woman cut your hair. If you know the book of Judges, you know exactly what I'm talking about. My friend, the power of God upon your life. There's nothing worth sacrificing that presence of his power in your life. Nothing is of value to that compared. So Lord, take this night and sanctify it to you. And even in this closing song of worship, may those that are battling tonight have a sense of release and relief as your Holy Spirit lifts from them the slavery. Until, like Solomon says, let's not awaken love until it pleases. Church, let's stand and close in this song of worship.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in a message called Why is Sex and Sexuality Such a Big Deal These Days? Thanks for being with us today. Why is Sex and Sexuality Such a Big Deal These Days? Is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The Why Series, a group of specific messages that tackle the tough questions of life. And together, we'll discover the answers found in the Bible, which is, of course, our amazing roadmap towards our meaning and purpose in this life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, it's built into our DNA to want to know what happens in the future. It's why people spend millions each year on psychics and fortune tellers. But for the Christ follower, we can rest in the fact that our future is in God's hands. Did you know that the Bible is filled with prophecies that have already come to pass? But the most exciting part is there are some that have not happened yet that God wants us to know about. That's why Pastor Jack takes the prophetic word found in Scripture so seriously, and it's how we can know the Bible is true. And in that light, we're excited to tell you about the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference. It'll be hosted by our very own Pastor Jack Hibbs through our exclusive live stream pass. The conference is live on Saturday, September 11th, and for only a $5 purchase, you'll have the ability to see pre-recorded teachings and backstage access with all the speakers. So get your streaming pass right away, or to find a church nearby you that's hosting the conference, simply visit our website. That's at beholdhecomes.org. One more time, beholdhecomes.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.